Hey everyone, it's Phyllis here. Let me know if you can hear me. I started the recording and we're going to get into it in a few moments. Hi Denise, hi Annie. Really great when you type your hellos in as you come on, because then I can, you know, say hello to everyone in sort of one go as opposed to reading out or throughout the call or not saying hello at all. So please remember, type in hello. It's really nice to know who's on. If you don't type in, I can't tell. So let's get started. Now, Damien's just had a, oops, he might be here. He's actually just had a backlog of patients, the backup. So I'm not even sure if he's going to make the call tonight, but that's okay. You can have him 100% next week and have a rest from my voice. All right, let's get started. So totally food focused. I wanted to talk about a number of things, and please bring up any challenges that you have. I'm going to read this out from Annie. It says, going by the beneficial foods list, the eating plan for the 112 days and beyond seems to be devoid of all carbs except fruit. Limited to 2 servings a day plus the veggies, which don't really count. That's in your opinion. So can you confirm the challenge is low carb? No bread, no cereal, no cake, biscuits, cheesecake, donuts, et cetera, not even mountain bread and wraps and the like. Okay, so there's a confusion. Fruit and vegetables are carbohydrates. Before people were buying things out of packets and boxes and cheesecakes and donuts, they're not something that's growing anywhere that you can find. You don't find a donut tree or a cheesecake tree or a biscuit tree or a cake. Those foods are the foods that are keeping people unwell, overweight, and unhealthy. So when you're doing your challenge, you're looking at, to lose as much weight as possible in the most healthiest way that you can. So by all means, you can eat whatever you like Jamie says. If you want to eat biscuits, cheesecake, donuts, cakes, bread, then do it. But you're not going to lose weight, and you're also not going to improve your health. There are a number of people that are on the challenge that those foods have actually got them to be very, very unhealthy. So we're concentrating on real food, things that are living, live, grow, that you can harvest. Mountain breads are okay for some body types, and they're definitely okay as you get sort of, you know, nearer towards what weight you want to get off. But when we're carrying large amounts of weight, we don't want to be doing cakes and cereals, biscuits and cheesecakes and donuts. And in fact, you know, that's a choice about what you're going to put into your body at the end of the challenge. So by all means, people will have, you know, certain bits and pieces, but 80-20 rule when you finish. But if you're going to be doing 50-50 or 80-20 when you're on the program, you're going to have the same amount of success if you are working on having live and real food. Just checking that's not Damien come on. So he can also talk to you more about that, but that's my brief overview of it. Feel free to ask me any other questions. Alrighty, so totally food focused. We're going to talk about limiting distractions. One of the things I think that in our busy lives that we have is that we have so many distractions when we're actually sitting and eating our meals. Have a look at people, especially not so much maybe in Christchurch and the South Island, but perhaps in Auckland and places where there's a larger volume of people and people are commuting and you know, shared forms of transport. You'll see that people are walking and eating, they're talking and eating. You know, they're not actually concentrated on what they're doing. So, hi, Leonie, awesome to have you here. Great walk today, really powdered in. So, yeah, think about, you know, the distractions that we have when we're eating and attempt to limit them. Even food courts, while they might be great and convenient, they're not the most environmentally beautiful place. Often the noise volume is quite high. Some places are not so tidy and clean. So just think about, you know, what's going on when you're actually eating. Some of us, and I know because I've talked to quite a few of you, are sitting at work desks and eating your food. Some people are not even taking a lunch break. Some people are eating in front of the TV. I mean, these are all things, if you're happy with that, but you're on the program for a reason. So you want to look at, you know, what it is that actually supports and helps you get where you want to be. So limiting distractions. I'd love to hear what some of your lunch routines are or your dinner routines. I really envy homes that I go into and people have this lovely, calm atmosphere. You know, they don't have the TV on and they might have some beautiful music in the background. The lighting's quite nice, the table's set beautifully, and it all just feels really calm and relaxed, as opposed to sometimes, you know, I'm running in the door from work, I'm grabbing something to eat and away I go. And even tonight made me think about, you know, how I eat my dinner on Tuesday night, because, you know, I'm basically working all day and working all evening. So, you know, have a think about it, limiting your distractions The other thing I wanted to talk about, actually, that was limiting your distractions and your environment. So please feel free to share, you know, what's your eating habits and what's your environment and what distractions do you have at meal times. Alrighty, refreshing. So, limiting distractions and environment, we've talked about that. Made with love, this is another thing. I went into a place the other day and I ordered a coffee that is, you know, every now and then is one of those enjoyable things that I like to do, maybe once a week, once a fortnight. And the girl was so uptight and blustering around. I thought, you know, she's making my coffee in this agitated state and expecting me to actually, you know, take this thing off her. And I don't know if you have a belief in any energy exchange. And how I describe that is, you know, we are around some people we really enjoy being around and we feel really good around them, and other people we meet them, we're just around them for a few minutes and we, you know, we don't enjoy their company. And what happens is there's a bit of an energy exchange goes on. So, you know, think about how you're making your food. Okay, hopefully you can hear me. Can somebody type in and let me know they can hear me, because Hayley said I'm cutting in and out or not there. So can you let me know if you can hear me? Leonie, can you type in, or Denise or Annie or Janine, one of those guys? Janine says we never have TV on and always sit together as a family for an evening meal. I think it's a great habit to get into, Janine, because it is about family. Family grows so quickly, and we have few opportunities to, you know, actually be together. Sharon from Matter has just come on. She's very late arriving, but I'm here now. So just awesome. People can hear me, so I think it's just Hayley. I'll just let you know that it's just you. Just Hayley. Where is she? Okay, back to the call. Alrighty, so thinking about making your food with love too. When you're preparing a dish, you know, you want to be not in a rushed or agitated state. So if you get home from work and you've had a really crappy day, let it go. You know, when you walk through your front door or when you get in your car, develop little rituals that you leave the stuff at work or you leave the stuff at school or you leave the stuff wherever it is, so that when you walk in the door, you're ready for you and your family. And if it's just you, you know, ready for you, don't take the stuff home, because all that happens is you're the person on the receiving end, and whoever's upset you or made you miserable is probably way forgotten about it. Okay, so made with love, you know, and you want it to be enjoyable. So if you've got children, a partner, you know, try to involve them in making the meal, so it's a, you know, it's a real group effort. Gets on the table quicker, more enjoyable. Don't feel like you're slaving in the kitchen. And when you start working your way through the cookbook, you'll actually find you'll find recipes that you really, really love, and some of them will surprise you, because there'll be some that you you know, thought that you didn't like by reading the name, and you actually do like. So develop recipes that you actually enjoy and you enjoy copying and making. Having your kitchen set out in the way, so you're always scrounging around in messy, untidy cupboards to find things. I actually now have a cleaner on a Friday just to make it a lot easier for me. And, you know, it's something you either do or you don't do, and I'm nearly 50, you know, only just really got around to it. But one of the things I really love is that she's got this thing where she lines things up in sizes. So even my fridge, things are, you know, sort of really ordered in. And so it's nice when you open your fridge and everything's tidy and clean and you can find things. So think about that. Those, you know, the environment goes hand in hand with how you actually feel. You know, open a messy cupboard and it's kind of stressful and you can't find anything. You end up buying two or three of something. You find you've got five, you know, five of oils or whatever instead of, you know, the one. So it does save you money and it saves you stress. So you're hearing me, just I popped in once. Okay. Hopefully it's all good now. So only one person has shared what they do in their mealtime. Come on, if you participate and interact, much better for everybody. So I mean, what do other people do? What are you doing when you know, you're having your lunch? Where are you having your lunch? Who are you having your lunch with? You know, what are you doing when you're having your lunch? A lot of people try to make phone calls and catch up on things. So they're eating and talking. Leonie says the older she gets, the more organised her kitchen covers have got. That's awesome. I mean, I do love things to be in order, because I think the more things in our life that are actually in order and organised, the much easier it is for us. We're not hunting around trying to find things. So we talked about limiting distractions, making food with love, the environment, and the environment, you know, in a number of different ways. So what about the quality of the food? And that goes back to... you know, any of those questions about low carb, You know, to me, and I know that for some people who are just making the changes, you know, a donut, a cheesecake, and a biscuit and a cake has no appeal whatsoever. It's dead food. You know, you sit it out and it's going to get mould and it's going to rot. You know, it's got no life force, no living force in it. So think about the, you know, the quality of the food as well. Those things make weigh us down. So, you know, maybe do a little bit of a test and spend one day eating solely good quality protein, fats and carbs the whole day if you've not achieved it yet. And then the next day, if you're eating these things, you'll notice a difference in how you feel. And the longer that you're eating, you know, you're eating these good, living, clean foods, when you go back to having something like that, you will actually find your body tells you this is no good. And I honestly think you did feel it before, but your body goes to sleep and gets used to, you know, well, our bodies are really good at adapting and accepting. So you just get used to it and you put up with it. So an example for me is last week, for the first time for I don't know how long, I had some fish and chips. Well, the next day into the evening, I was still waiting for that blocked, clogged, bunged up feeling to go away because, you know, it was just moving so slowly through my body. So, you know, have a think about it. Listen to your body and see how you feel. But I don't think, really, honestly, you're missing out if you're not having cakes, biscuits, cheesecakes and donuts and bread. There is cereal on the program, but, of course, the recipe is given to you to make up. And so much better choice of product. Go along the aisle in the supermarket, turn around every cereal type there is, and have a look at the first three ingredients. Okay, we're eating far too much sugar in New Zealand, and it's what's aging us. It makes us wrinkly. It gives us diseases. It's breaking us down. So they're talking about that being one of the most toxic things that we eat in our lives. So you know what? You can have it if you want it, but it's not going to be conducive to your health or your weight loss. When you go to 80-20, maybe there's something in there that you really do want to have, a biscuit with your cup of tea or whatever it is. But I don't know, it's a daily thing, and I don't feel like I'm missing out, and I hope lots of challengers don't feel like that once they've gone through the program. So he says, I had my lunch at the lunchroom at work, lots of laughs, and everyone's still jealous of my yummy, colourful food. So yeah, perfect, you know, and lots of laugh is awesome. Someone said I was kidding, but I'm not sure who that is. Put your name, and I'm not sure what you're kidding about, but anyway. Leonie says, my partner works nights, so I sit at the dining room table looking through junk mail, normally before tossing it in the bin. I eat my lunch, unfortunately, at my desk. I do get out and see the outside world, though, for a walk. So, you know, think about that. You know, if you've got some weight things going on, and one of the things you are doing is things that actually don't support your weight loss, it's time to change some stuff, you know. Get rid of that junk mail. Don't even look at it while you're eating. Do it when you walk in the door before you sit down. And, you know, maybe put some of your favourite music on and, you know, relax and chill out and get away from that desk. Nobody thanks you. Honestly, you're more important than your job and nobody thanks you. So think about it. Some of the other things you can do, I know that we're starting to run out of daylight time, but, you know, for these last few weeks, really enjoy it, is to sit outside and eat your lunch. You know, you're getting a boost in your vitamin D. And, you know, we know that healthy levels of sunlight vitamin D promotes weight loss. So it's a good thing for you. You feel good. Everything feels better when it's warmer and you're in the sun. All righty, and refreshing. Come on, some of you who don't type, share with me tonight. It'd be awesome. Right, so we talked about limiting distractions, making food with love, your environment, and quality food. And see how the environment keeps coming back in every time we've talked about those things, the environment comes in. So it's really, really important. It comes across all of those things, so think about it. So we talked about the quality of the food. Now we're going to talk about the quantity of the food. So again, if you, hopefully everybody's watched the Palm Method who does the challenge, but if you haven't watched it, you really need to, because it's the base of everything that Damien does in terms of, in terms of meals, in terms of any eating programs. But also, you know, it's a good thing to revisit. So you might want to, for your 16-week challenge, every 4 weeks, watch it and look to see if you notice or understand something on a different level than what you did 4 weeks ago, because we know as we start developing and absorbing stuff and information, we do start understanding. We might know it, but we understand it on a different level. So, you know, it's taken me a couple of years to get some things, and even though I know it, it's different between knowing it and getting it sort of on a cellular level, so I actually understand it and own it on the inside. All right, you guys are really quiet tonight. More sharing. So have I answered everyone's questions that they have asked? Let me know if I've answered them fully enough, because I'm going to move on to the next topic. Right, so somebody posted on the 112 Days Facebook page a saying, and I was going to duck in and get it down, but I didn't. So what it kind of, the lines of what it went, and this is not the exact words, but this is my understanding of it, is that we need to eat for long-term results, not short-term satisfaction. So, you know, just think about it. Yeah, that donut might feel good while you're eating it, and, you know, whatever it is that word you use to describe it. But afterwards, we often feel, you know, yucky. I mean, those fish and chips seemed like a good idea at the time, but I was eating for short-term satisfaction, definitely not a long-term result. So think about it. So, you know, eating for long-term life or long-term health, not short-term satisfaction. Think about how what we do really affects our future. You know, for those of you who work in the health industry and profession, you know, firsthand, you're seeing people who are very, very unwell, and people are actually getting these diseases and sicker, younger and younger and younger. And I mean, I was with somebody yesterday doing my swim, and if you are on my Facebook page, you'll see that's all about at the moment is the swim. But you know, yesterday it was choppy and windy, and you know, quite, I don't know, scary it would have been for me in the past. And one of the things when I finished and got out, is I turned around to Sue, who I'm swimming with, and I said, you know what? Because we had the whole bay to ourselves. I said, I love being in the few. And unfortunately, you know, eating real foods and eating really healthily is actually becoming in the few. It looks like people's awareness is heightening, and to a certain degree it is, but there's so many challenges around instant, ready-made, easy, accessible. And even like this, for example, the understanding of what a carbohydrate is. You know, carbohydrate, poor choice or bad choice, but fruit and vegetables are carbohydrates. You don't actually need donuts to survive. You don't need a cheesecake to survive. Nothing will happen to you mineral or vitamin-wise if you don't eat a donut or a cheesecake or a biscuit or a cake. Even cereal and bread are not necessary to our survival. You know, fruit and vegetables, good oils and great proteins are necessary. You know, they have chemical things that they do within our body. A donut, I hate to see what actually happens to you when you eat one of those. So, thinking about who, what, where, how and why. So when you're eating, you know, I mean, who are you eating with? What are you eating? Where are you eating? How are you eating? And why are you eating it? So I'm just going to slowly go through those. So who? You know, who are you eating with? So, Leonie, sorry, can I use you as an example? But you're eating with junk mail. You know, so you're eating with perfect strangers who send you stuff in the mail that doesn't mean anything. Eating at your desk. Who are you eating with? You know, who are you eating with? So what are you eating? Think about what you're eating. Is this food, you know, going to push you further to your goals or pull you further away? So what we're working towards, is this food going to get us there or is it going to keep us from it? So, you know, what are you eating? Where? Where are you eating? Again, the environment. Where are you eating? Example again, poor Leonie, I'm going to use you because you told me tonight. But, you know, you're eating at your desk. And really, at the end of the day, I mean, I know many employers love us, but, you know, how much more important is your sitting somewhere having your lunch in an environment that's conducive, and even if it's outside getting, you know, some sun rays, as opposed to sitting at your desk? And also, you know, there's a study that links people sitting for 8 hours a day to colon cancer. So you really need to be getting up and moving. Don't keep your bum in a seat for 8 hours a day. You know, even if every hour you get up and you move around, just for 5 or 10 minutes, go walk up and down the hallway and come back and sit down. If you make phone calls, you know, perhaps standing and carrying your own body weight when you're making those phone calls might be a really good idea. See how many, if you're doing 20 phone calls a day, you know, stand up when you're on the phone. So every time the phone rings, put your headset on and stand up and do the phone conversation. So much better than sitting down all day. Seriously, seriously, seriously. There's a big correlation between sitting on your bum and, you know, colon cancer. So get up, stand up for every phone call. Think about it. When someone comes into your office and talks to you, stand up and talk to them. You know, don't stay sitting down and ask. Stand up on any excuse and any reason you can. If you have a job that requires you to sit on your bum for 8 hours a day, Find any excuse and any reason you can to get up. If you need to talk to a colleague that's just in the next room, don't email. Get up and go over there. You know, be the person that's moving the most in the office. I look at my staff here, and the trimmest, slimmest ones are on the go. You know, Steph, who's in here, which you guys don't hear or see, she is constantly moving. She's like our cleaning, you know, cleaning freak. But that's what she does. She's always on the go, and she's always moving. She's standing up. She doesn't stay sitting in her seat all day long. It's really, really unhealthy. The only thing that's fine that I can use here as my example. So thank you for that. Alrighty, so we've done who, what, where, and how. You know, how are you doing this? How has the food been prepared? I hope that wasn't a dead patch. You can still hear me. And then why? You know, why are you eating what you're eating? So have a think about it. If you catch yourself eating a donut, why are you eating the donut? Are you eating it because you weren't prepared? Are you eating it because you think you really need it and some sort of comfort in that food? Are you, if you're craving it, are you eating it because each time you have a donut, it creates that craving to want another one? So, you know, sugar foods actually set you up to want them, you know, things with aspartame, things with diet coke, all those things. Sue, who I swim with, confessed to me the other day that she's a bit of a energy drink drinker, and here she is. She's lost 50 kilos. She does an incredible amount of exercise. She's just an incredibly happy, awesome, bubbly person. But she's drinking these things that are damaging her internal organs. So, you know, we had a chat and I just said to her, you know, it's kind of incongruent with who you are and what you do, you know. And 2 days in a row she's been without it. But it took someone to push her and challenge her. And, you know, another thing about those drinks and things is that they're kind of like gum food, you know. So the things you're having when you're not thinking. So, you know, I said to her, you know, it's okay to have them when you don't know about it, but I'm not still seeing you drinking them next year. It means that, you know, you're okay with me saying to you that you're drinking dumb food. So have a think about it. Just, you know, whatever works for you. Some people might find what I've said tonight annoying, pushing the buttons, challenging. Well, you know, ask yourself why then. Why just the words out of my mouth push or challenge you? And it might be because you're defensive and you're hanging on to something that you don't want to let go of. At the end of the day, you know, if that's what you want, have it. You can do whatever you like, but you won't lose buckets away and you won't have health improvements. So it is entirely up to you. It's your journey. You've got to decide what you want. Alrighty, I'm refreshing. Anyone got anything to share or would like to contribute to this? So I've gone a lot faster. I haven't taken taken many breaths, so haven't given you much time to contribute. Alrighty, I'm just going to refresh and wait for a minute. So, have a think about, you know, some of those things. Let me know. Have I pushed your button? Have I annoyed you? You know, do you agree with me? Not agree with me? You know, are you protective of some of those things? Another thing too, eating healthy and satisfying breakfast actually sets you up for the day, and you're less likely to succumb to snacking or overeating later on. And likewise with lunch, you know, if you have a really good, substantial, satisfying and healthy, nutritious lunch, you're less likely to want to snack and overeat or overindulge in afternoon, and again for dinner. So really focus on those three meals being exactly what they're supposed to be so that you don't get caught short. I stewed up some apples this week. I bought a big container of yogurt. I've got cinnamon. I've got LSA. So I've got all the things that I need for my breakfast at work this week because I know that it's going to be a really busy week. Now, I might not eat all of that over this week, but at least it's there and I'm prepared. And really seriously, I'd rather waste a couple of dollars than actually find myself getting caught short and thinking about grabbing something from, you know, the cafe or those sorts of things. So just think about it. What's more important, you or a couple of dollars? The other thing too is that, you know, I'll talk about, you know, like I always like to personalise it, but with my swimming, I set myself a goal in the beginning of December to get over my fear of ocean swimming. And I have had many people challenge me and, you know, why are you still doing this if you're really frightened? Why are you doing this? It's not conducive to survival. We don't need it for survival. You're crazy. You know, you need to stop. Why are you doing this? Why are you putting yourself through it? All you're doing is talking about swimming, blah, 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 blah. The thing is that when you conquer something, you feel really, really strong and powerful. Now, I'm happy to say I started in December and last Friday I turned the corner and swimming in the sea is no longer a fear of mine. I wouldn't say that I would go out there on my own at the moment, but when I'm out there with somebody, I'm comfortable. I'm floating around, I'm happy. Last night we went out in the choppy sort of, it wasn't the greatest conditions in Christchurch, was it? I was just looking for the Christchurch people. Denise, Leone, wasn't the greatest conditions, and over at Causeway Bay wasn't the most fantastic. And, you know, as I swam out to that first boy, I was like, oh, I don't know if I should be even doing this. When we did our first round, you know, Sue said to me, I think we can go again. And I said to myself, you know what? I actually can go again. So talking about strength, the thing is that I've got stronger and stronger in the water, but my strength, we talked about it today, I said I feel really strong these last few swims, but what it is that I'm now more in control, and with control comes a sense of strength and power. So my swimming is probably has been just as strong, but mentally, I'm in control now, so therefore I have this strength about me. Any of you who have turned down something that you don't need, and actually after you've turned it down, not felt deprived, will know what I'm talking about, that sort of sense of strength and power. You know, my strength and power from succeeding at this is actually built into other areas. You know, I want to start running again, I want to get on my bike. I'm thinking, you know what, I'm doing the 300 metres, I was going to next year do the K. I'm thinking I might jump that and start training for the 3K. Your abilities and your openness to other things expand when you conquer something. So just think about something that's holding you back, or one little area. It could be just eating breakfast every day that you are finding a real struggle, and work to conquer it. And once you actually conquer it and master it, honestly, the power of the strength that you feel is awesome. I mean, I'm actually looking forward to my swims every day. I can't wait to get in. I've got a race tomorrow night. That's going to be interesting because I have a huge amount of stress around the whole overstimulus of all the people and the volume, but that comes from being scared once I get in the water. So it's going to be awesome, you know, pushing myself out of the comfort zone. And I'm not saying you all have to go out and do crazy things like swimming in the ocean and doing what your biggest fear is. But, you know, there is a book called Fear the Fear. Feel the fear and do it anyway. So I challenge you. What is it around your food or your thinking around it that you haven't quite got a grasp of, or you're feeling like you're not getting on top of? Leanne said, totally agree. She hadn't really thought about what I was going to do with the junk mail. And I know she needs to get away from the desk at lunchtime. My mission is to get away from the desk and the junk mail. Yeah, go do things that are, you know, suitable for you. Sharon says, it took all my willpower not to head for the Chinese smugglers board yesterday for lunch. Instead, I opted for lamb salad at a kebab place. So proud of me. And Sharon, that is awesome, because kebab without the bread at a kebab place, it's actually quite empowering, because whenever you go to a food court, you always want to be something suitable. You don't look odd or stand out, and you're actually having something that's, you know, supporting your body. So you've got food as opposed to somebody eating something that's been fried, that, you know, that's not suitable. Jean just said, brewer, must be cold down there in Christchurch. Well done. It's freezing. Yes, this morning I went and it was 8 degrees on my phone for Christchurch, but I'm sure it was actually colder down. And you know when you walk with your feet and you get that kind of burning feeling because they're so cold? That was kind of how I felt. So I'm going to swim as long as I can outside, but I don't know how long that's going to last. Alrighty, awesome. So, sorry that's all about the swimming, but, you know, they're my examples that I'm using. I really am pushing myself beyond my comfort zone. You know, I really hated when my feet left the bottom, and then I was out there in the ocean. I felt, how I described it to someone was that I felt like a tiny little Lego piece when I'd get out past the boys, and I'd look back at the shore, and I was this tiny little Lego piece, sized person floating in this massive ocean. And even though I had someone next to me, I felt like nobody was going to help me or be able to get me if I needed help. So it's a very disempowering feeling. And I didn't have to put myself through that because, like Cindy said, you know, I don't need the ocean swimming to survive. It's not part of my day. But I actually enjoy swimming, and I was envious of people who are out there swimming. It's something that I wanted, and I wanted it bad enough that I was prepared to go through roughly 90 days of pain and turning up when I didn't feel like it, and all I wanted was get out of that damn water, and, you know, my thoughts were running wild, my heart would be beating. You know, it was so bad that when I first started, I would be talking about it and I would start to get anxious. I would be anxious before I even got in my car to go there. I don't like feeling like that, and I don't like things having control over me like that. So I really enjoyed the fact that it's taken 90 days. I didn't enjoy the length of time, and I thought I'd be much quicker. But you know what? That 90 days is going to go past whether I did something about it or not. Now, I think I'm like a lean, mean, powering machine in the water, and I'm really proud of myself, and I'm absolutely loving the feeling of it. So, you know, I'm not going to stop now. I'm going to continue on. Alrighty, so it is just after 9. I hope that's given you some food for thought. I'm totally food focused. How could you be totally food focused in a positive way this week? The problem is that we're wanting to lose weight or get our health back. We're totally food focused in all the negative ways. So how can you be totally food focused positively? Gary made some ice cream the other night using all fruit, which I was so impressed. I meant to bring some in for the girls to try it, which then I forgot because it's in the freezer. I don't really eat ice cream. So, you know, I had my taste of it and I'd forgotten about it. But, you know, get creative. Think of ways that you can do things that are supported. This was made with mangoes, banana, dates, and coconut, fresh coconut. Absolutely beautiful. And the dates tasted sort of, because they were chewy and so sweet, and because I don't really eat sugar that much, except accidentally, the dates had this really, really sweet taste. It was kind of like caramelly in this ice cream mixture that's made from fruit. So, you know, think about how you can be creative, be totally food focused, find ways that you can do things that will support you positively. Alrighty, guys, that's it from me. I hope you have a fantastic week. I'm certainly going to. Weeks are going really fast. I can't believe it's almost the end of March now and rolling into April. You know, use these calls to think about what is it that you're going to focus on for the next week and what is it that you're going to, do moving forward. Make some plans, make some noise, you know, get some things done, knock some goals off. Alrighty. So I've enjoyed tonight. It's been brief. And next week you'll have Damien all to yourself. So get those food questions. Now, also the other thing I wanted to add is on a Tuesday, any time that you feel like phoning into the office, if you've got anything that you want to ring up, Hayley's available all of that day. She's made herself so that she can be around for anyone that wants to phone in, because sometimes I know you just want to ring and have a question. The number is 03-384-7451. So Tuesdays we're making, days that if you've got any questions you can phone in and have a chat. You know that you can email, of course. And sometimes it's nice to talk to a voice on the end of the phone, just if you feel like asking anything you like. So 03-384-7451. Have a great week, everybody, and thanks for listening.